This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, welcome to Startup to Success. My guest today is Holly Dolling, who's a highly sought after, award-winning global keynote speaker and top 10 inspirational thought leader, and the founder of the Extraordinary Leader Program. Holly, I am so excited to have you on the show today. Welcome.
I cannot wait to be with you, Maria. This has been like so exciting. I love your energy and I love what you're all about. So you get to ask me anything you want. We're an open book.
Oh my God. I have like 30 questions here. I hope that we have enough time to go through them. Obviously, I'm not going to ask all 30, but oh, wow. Okay. You are so inspiring. I mean, you are doing everything that I've been dreaming of doing. So I'm going to get really personal and ask a lot of questions, okay? But before we begin, I love starting out with what inspired you to do what you're doing today?
Oh, don't you just love that question? Because it just opens up this like Pandora box, Maria, of like so many things. And when you ask that, there's so many different directions I can go. I think what's really important is I'm really coming clean with sharing, and I'm right now with you and your listeners, that honestly, and I look you in the eye, my love, this business found me, because I never realized till I was interviewed a zillion times going, I didn't set out to do this, but I do believe that there's power in knowing that we have dreams. And I'll share a dream of when I realized I can go after anything was when I was a little girl. But I will tell you that when you really are willing to step out of fear with faith and say yes when doors open, and be prepared to be welcome to what the universe has got for you. That's what happened for me. It's an incredible story. And so when you ask that, I'm like, all right, where do we start? Do you want to go to third grade? Do you want to go to...
Oh God, I love it. Just start from anywhere. That's, wow, that's amazing. So speaking of, you know, when opportunities come and you just have to let it go and be fearless and just get started. I think, you know, I've had this struggle, and maybe because I'm an immigrant and I came to the States when I was little, and there were a lot of things that, you know, as I was growing up as a teenager, a lot of challenges of not knowing English or having an accent and just feeling always like I wasn't good enough. And as I got older, I got my MBA and I was doing really well as an entrepreneur. There was always this thing that would kind of just like tiny little voice, even though my own ambitious voice and the inner voice that's constantly pushing me to do more and be more successful and excel more is louder than that tiny little voice that would just tell me, you need to learn more of this and you need to become better at this, was always there. And it wasn't until in my, I want to say late 30s, early 40s, that I realized that I just need to block this voice completely, because it's just stopping me from going to the next level. And especially when it comes to speaking, which I'm somehow so obsessed with speaking. But then I remember there was a time where I was just terrified of it, just terrified of speaking in front of people. And now I'm better, but I would just, there over time I got better. And I just want to dive into all of that. Just tell us, walk us through the process. You know, how did you become, you know, one of the top 10 inspirational top leaders and, you know, thought out speakers, keynote speakers? That is not a joke. I mean, that's like my aspiration. I want to do that one day. But like, you know, the little voice is like, you have such a long way. So I'm excited that you're on the show today, because I feel like I'll get to have a cheat sheet.
Yes, you will. And you know what I love? I love that you're so transparent, because just sitting here and being in your presence and talking, and this is what I think a lot of people out there in the world think when we see others, right? They're like, well, what could she possibly be afraid of? What could she possibly have had anything go wrong in her life? And it takes people like ourselves. It doesn't matter your gender, your race, but when we're willing to take what we've been given and the opportunities that we're blessed to be doing right now, but be willing to pull back the layers of the onion and say, this isn't always how it was. And I have fears and insecurities. And I think there's two things I want to share, because you just opened up something that I think everybody needs to hear, that no matter how successful we may look to the world, I always step back and say, you know what? Everyone has their own personal definition of happiness. I'm a big fan of not using definition of success, but happiness. And what does that mean for you? And it's never too late to dream again. It's never too late to step out of your comfort zone and say, I know I've done this and I've done this, but I want to do more. And very quickly, I need to tell you this because you're going to love this. I was the little girl, this is going to date me too, Maria, so get ready. But I was the little girl in third grade living in Pennsylvania in Reading. And I was overweight and shy, had very few friends. And so all I looked forward to, my friend, was Friday nights in our basement with our only TV and watching Love Boat and Fantasy Island. Highlight of my life. And so I tell you that because this little girl who had never imagined I'd be doing what I'm doing for a living, I dreamed of being Julie. And that was like a dream I had. It's the butterflies on our shoulders. And I always tell even the young people, we have them. And don't let the world crush that. People mean well. They don't mean to intentionally hurt your butterflies, but just keep that dream alive. Fast forward, I did what everybody thought I should do. I thought I wanted to be an attorney, Maria. And so I was starting college, right? And I was starting all my pre-law classes. And I call, now, by the way, you need to hear this. I call my Persian father at home. And I said, and I'll never forget this, I still wanted to be a cruise director. I never gave up that dream. And I said, Dad, I just need to tell you something. Are you sitting down? And he goes, what's that, my darling? In his little Persian accent, which I can't even get right. And I said, I think I want to quit school. I don't want to be an attorney and I want to travel the world and be a cruise director. Dead silence. That Persian father of mine, dead silence. And all he said is, on my dead body, figure out a way to finish school and then go travel. So Maria, it really is my mantra that started that's important for you and everyone to hear is I realized that I wanted this so bad. I went to the college library. We only had microfiche. I started going through the backs of magazines, looking up cruise lines, writing down the 800 numbers. I went to the Career Planning Center. They didn't even know where to send me because they're like, we didn't have restaurant and hotel management back then and any of that. I called 40 cruise lines asking if they have, how do they hire people? Do they do internships? Da, da, da. I literally ended up sending 19 cover letters on hot pink paper in hot pink envelopes. I broke every rule of how you're supposed to do anything. And I sent off my resume, hot pink envelopes to 19 cruise ships. And I always say, don't ever lie on your resume because it will bite you. I was getting my minor in French. 3 phone calls came. Every single person was speaking French. And the moral of the story is tell me no, watch me go. Because I learned, I made appointments with travel agents. I asked everybody I could for advice and everybody shot me down. They said, get your head out of the clouds. There's a 10-year waiting list. You have to speak 7 languages. Maria, I heard every reason why I should never have thought about doing that. So not only did the voice in my head think I wasn't enough or good enough to do this, everybody around me never imagined I could. 3 phone calls and I was hired and on my way 6 weeks later to Papeete, Tahiti to be the sports and social hostess aboard the SS Liberté.
Wow.
And I want you to know, and for everyone, the gentleman that greeted me at the airport in Papeete, Tahiti, took me to the office to have me sign papers. And I looked at him and I said, how is this possible, right? He goes, let me show you something. And he showed me file drawers. This is like how many files and boxes of resumes and cover letters. And he goes, you're the only one that sent one on hot pink. He goes, I knew if a girl from Kansas could send this on hot pink paper, she could handle being halfway across the world. So that's the beginning of what's still not the end. I never let anything stop me. So, you know, you ask something, you could do what I'm doing. This is why I started the Extraordinary Speaker Program. Because for years, Maria, I have people come up after hearing me speak and go, I want to do what you're doing. And I used to spend time on lots of phone calls. And I soon realized our time, you know this, you're a guru, a very successful, you have your multiple, you know, businesses. I realized that that's not a good business move to spend, but I realized and you said something earlier, I want you to know, everything about where I'm so blessed to serve the world and be a messenger, I've done it by breaking all the rules. I have no TED Talk. I have no best-selling book. I did my favorite inspirations, put them in a little book because I was being asked to speak at a big event and they wanted something to give to everybody. It's now an app. So I'm going to dangle that, give you that here at the end. But all of that said, and look at the platform, because I believe if you truly step out of fear and faith, follow this, what's in your heart, to bring your light, to let it shine in the world, anything can happen if you're willing to just bring and be ready to serve the world. So there you go. You asked a question and I just gave you, I took you from third grade to now.
I love it. And, you know, I don't know where I read this. I remember I read this somewhere in the book where it said, if you have a wish for something, that means God planted that wish in you for a reason. God would not plant an idea in your head if God doesn't believe that you can accomplish it. And so I try to really live by that on a daily basis. I try to really focus on these ideas that I get. And I'm like, okay, well, there is really truly a reason why this idea keeps popping in my head and I'll keep pushing it away. I'm like, no, I'm not ready for this. No, I'm not ready for this. But somehow it just keeps popping in. And it's like, okay, finally, I'm like, okay, I'll sit down and take action towards it and start doing something. And then all of a sudden the universe or God or whatever people want to believe in, I know it's a greater power that's beyond us. In my world, it's my God. All of a sudden the right people start coming, the right help starts coming, or I'll find the right mentor, or I just came across you. Cause I literally over the weekend sat down and sort of focused on the top three things that I want to prioritize this year and accomplish. And I just threw out there that I want to start doing more speaking and get involved in more, you know, just get out there and be a little bit more exposed to bigger communities and reach out to more women and hopefully help them and so on. And I came across you, but then an hour before our interview, I had an event planner that reached out to me and said, hey, would you like to participate as a podcast host at this event? And it's a 400 people event in Malibu. And I'm just like, oh, wow. Okay. I just thought of this over the weekend that I want to do this and look how the universe is like serving me. Talk a little bit about that. Cause I can sense your energy and I can tell you're very in tune with, you know, your surroundings and what comes your way. And I feel like that's probably 70% of being successful. When you're really in tune, connected, present, and you see the opportunities as they're coming and you seek them and you grab them when they come.
Absolutely. And I love everything you just said because it's so aligned with, I'm on this mission to bring this. I heard a voice 4 years ago. I knew God spoke and gave, I call it the divine nudge from above, right? And I was like, this was 4 years ago, I was going to be bringing a spiritual quest called Blessed to the world. And I never knew when. Well, it's time. And I know when we listen, it's about truly, I think we spend more time seeking things outside of ourselves to gather validation of who we're supposed to be. And yet if right now, every person listening could just pause and flip that on its head, make that like an oxymoron and go, what if it's the exact opposite? What if we stop looking to the world to feed us? And there's amazing books and authors, but we spend so much time shoving knowledge in us. I'm a believer that when we learn how to honor the sanctuary of our soul and spend more time listening in silence, I believe in prayer and meditation and taking my mornings are the most important time of my day. Nobody gets it, Maria. But I think when I say silence is nectar for our souls. And when you listen, there's so much coming from within that it bubbles up. So what you're experiencing right now, my friend, is what I want to start bringing to the world all the time, because you are a walking incredible soul being right now doing it. Like you just said last weekend, see, you're following those ideas and inspirations. Those are nudges from above. And I believe that when we sit there and if we try to take ego credit for it, we can. But if you, like what you just said, you start getting these, they start hitting you, start writing them down. And then realize it's more than just you dreaming to do it. The reason the nudge was put there is because it's a more of a divine idea that you're supposed to do something about this. And look how all the pieces come together. So my mantra now is I trust, surrender, and allow. Get in the flow and let it go. And things happen. Just like before I talked to you, before we started this, and I said, you're not going to believe this. I have a surprise for you. Remember? And I was like, oh my gosh.
Can you repeat that here? Can you please repeat that?
Oh, I would love to because I was so excited. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I'm researching you, right? Like, and I'm having a ball over the last few days learning more about you. And I'm listening to some of your shows. And I love the gal that you just recently had on that did magic, right? I think that's so cool.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, and then I'm reading about your radio station and kudos to the Southern Cal Armenian radio station and programming. I'm giving them a shout out because I'm like, I got gooseies because most people don't know that I'm half Persian. My father is from Tehran. He's no longer with us, but I'm with him. I talk to him all the time. And I do believe that they're close to us. We may not see them, but they're with us. And I literally looked up with tears rolling down my face and said, Papa, of course you want me to be on this show because you don't want me to forget how important it is to welcome and embrace the Persian heritage, right? And to make sure we're all human. So then I'm with you right now.
Right? And you know, what's interesting is that exactly 3 days ago, the Persian radio, Iran, it's called Iran Radio, which is really huge, 6:70 a.m., announced that they're going to launch my show on their station every Sunday morning. And so when you said that, I was like, oh my God, our show's going to be on the Persian network as well. So yes, I do believe that, God, they're angel, you know, they truly do become angels and they guide us and help us. I do find myself sometimes talking to my dad and I always feel like he's on my right side. It's so interesting. So I'll talk to him when I'm driving, I'll look to my right. And sometimes I'm like, if someone sees me, they'll think I'm just cuckoo talking to somebody on the right side. But I just like, I just envision him. It's just, he passed away about 4 months ago. And I'm sorry, you lost him a few months ago, you said?
Yes, we both.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, mine was four years. I'm sorry. Mine, but it feels like 4 months. It still feels so fresh and it hurts so much. I miss him so much. But thanks to great dads, you know, I think dads are important, especially for women, because especially being Middle Eastern, you know, I don't want to go back and talk about some of the ways that the things that I have seen growing up, especially, you know, the first 12, 13 years of my life when I was in Armenia. But I love this country. I love every opportunity that this country gives. The fact that we can do anything and everything we want, and we can start it even with nothing, you know, and that's why I love having this platform, because I feel like, to your point, when we first started out, you said, you know, I started helping people one-on-one, but then I realized that it's not scalable. I'm not able to help people at a bigger scale. And we have limited time in this world, you know, and we don't really know how much time we have. Maybe, God forbid, I have a year left, you know, in a year, how much impact do I want to make in this world? And so let's talk a little bit about, you know, was there anything that one thing that you could say that you figured out that really took you to the next level and took you to a level that was so much more scalable in what you're doing?
Yes. And I'm going to give you two pieces because there's two things coming to me right now, like literally downloading right now, that two things to share with the question you just asked, because I think that's really important. And people need to hear that you don't have to do it the traditional way. Like I just said, like, I never imagined that I would have the kind of platform we have and be on a mission to inspire the world and bring hope and inspiration and healing and joy and all of this. I never imagined that's what was going to happen. But Maria, what's fascinating is that when we really are in that place, like, so I'm going to take you back to a time in my life that was very monumental and transformational for me. That's when I really could say, all right, there's something much bigger than I can imagine right now. And I think we all have those moments, but sometimes we push them under the rug. And I'm going to say this very nicely and very slowly, but we've got to stop shoulding on ourselves. And that's S-H-O-U-L-D, because we all do it, right? The little itty bitty committee in our, between our ears, you know, telling us all the reasons we shouldn't do something. We got to stop now. So go back to when my children were very, very young. I had two little boys and I was living in Denver, Colorado. This is an important story because I was going to a women's group at the time, and it was just kind of a spinoff of the church I'd been trying to go to. And I don't know what happened, but they started asking our stories. And, you know, I'd never really shared some of the darker things that have happened to me. And I share this, and this lady afterwards walks up to me, Maria, and she said, "Holly, would you be willing to come? I'm a high school teacher. Would you be willing to come speak to my high school students and share what you just shared?" And I said, my eyes went like what you just did. And I went, "Are you sure? Because it's a pretty not lovely story. And, you know, there's no way to really share it without really telling it like it was." And she goes, "I want it just the way you shared with us." And I go, "I've never talked about this." And she goes, "Please, I beg you, I feel like you need to do this for my kids."
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.